And I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Correctly, and they had to reorder. But nevertheless, just stand by for a minute. We'll be back with the Real Talk for Real People. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just addressing the call as far as the Wi-Fi signal is concerned, which helped facilitate a better service on this Blog Talk Radio show. So be that as it may, enjoy the music until I get back. Praise God. Bless His holy name.
Okay, Mr. Ron.
Come on, and only the willing will see their dreams.
what you believe. For the sins of society, the children aren't guilty, no. Stand in the circle of peace.
As human beings, we need refills. We need to get to the root of the subject matter. When you get to the rock we were hewn from and the ditch we were dug from, we need to establish and maintain a constructive and positive relationship with the great I am. It's simply that, because we're simply human. That means we're all dirty at it, meaning that we fall down and we should get up. But unfortunately, some of us are so over inundated with our own way, which is no way good for any one of us. When we fall down, we can't get up. So if you're filled with Yah, you get your refills like we do every Monday through Friday. We get our refills. And Cottrell said it quite succinctly. He needs this just like Yom Suk needed, just like Sister Aviyah needed, just like you fellow students out there need these refills. And we're happy to be able to fill you up. Stop in. Get a fill-up. Study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Instead of the rock you were hewn from, the ditch you were dug from. So you can reestablish, reconnect, course correct, and get it right. And that's what we do on the Real Talk for Real People Show. We course correct. We try to get it right. Not according to our own understanding. Not leaning to our own understanding, doing what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it, which doesn't suffice for anything. It doesn't suffice for a personal relationship. It certainly doesn't suffice for a spiritual relationship. It only causes chaos and confusion and mayhem. That's why it's imperative when you come study with us that you take these fillers. You meditate on these fillers. It becomes part of your innate nature on these fillers. Because that's the primary reason we study. We study our ancient ones. Not for a warm, fuzzy feeling per se, but to find out what mistakes we made to get us in the boats we find ourselves sinking universally throughout this universe. And how we can readjust, course correct, and certainly in regards to Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and certainly the God of everybody in this universe. Course correct. Get it right, people. And that's what we try to help you do on a Real Talk for Real People study show. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. Yah is good all the time. Believe it. That being said, you probably ask yourselves, who are the we you're making reference to, Yah Msufah Reef? Well, I'm making reference to Brother Cottrell of New York City, Sister Avia of New York City. And what I know about these two individuals, they love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength. And the brothers and sisters, as them said, they don't look down their noses if their brothers and sisters think they better than, sliced bread. No, they try to look at their brothers and sisters. No, we are all on equal footing. We're all dirty. Meaning, let's get right. Let's cry out to the Most High for our ancient ones, the mistakes they made that got us in this universal captivity. The mistakes we continue to make, they continue to maintain this universal captivity. Let's gather ourselves together under the auspices of the Most High. I'm not simply talking about in proximity, but your whole dynamics, the whole making of you, should be a dynamic consistent with one another. And that's why you got to study the Most High Word in order to be consistent with the Most High. Also, doing good, learning to do good by reference of doing good by elder women, our widow women, doing good by orphans, and all of us are orphans, truth be told, doing good by our poor folks, and all of us are poor folks. Now, I'm not saying poor like you do in New York or Chicago. I'm talking about some down south poor folks. We're a lot of poor folks, universally speaking. Ain't got two quarters of rent rubbed together. So let's learn to do good when opportunity presents itself, as far as each other are concerned. That's what the Most High would have you to do. See, we're doing too much. We're doing too much of leaning to our own understanding instead of leaning to the understanding of the Most High. Praise Yah and bless His holy name again and again and again and again, because Yah is good all the time. Praise and bless His holy name. My soul and all that is within me, praise the Most High. Well, without further ado, let me apologize. You know, I was trying to get my Wi-Fi signal boosted up. And so the people are supposed to come out tomorrow and change out the Wi-Fi I got and give me a better Wi-Fi and a booster to go along with to help boost the services. I'm on top of my game for the Most High. That being said, if you're wondering who I'm talking about, I told you, they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, souls, and strength. And they love their brothers and sisters as themselves. And they don't think themselves better than their brothers and sisters. They're not looking for adulation. They're not looking for self-prescribed titles. They're looking to get right, do right, and be right. Get right with the Most High, do right with the Most High, and be right with one another. That ain't too hard. Praise Yah. So without further ado, I'm going to turn Sister Avia mic on. She might not say nothing because she, you know, she on a sabbatical, so we're going to respect her time. But she's still here studying. And then I'm going to turn Brother Cottrell's mic on. How you like them apples? I like them very well. I like red apples, green apples. I like yellow apples. I'm sorry. I'm digressing. Let me bring Sister Avia out. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Well, Sister Avia still on that sabbatical, but we got Brother Cottrell. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One in Yisrael, God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yom Sufari, Sister Avia, Sister Nizria, Nisanya, all the family out there, shalom and the Most High bless y'all. How y'all doing?
You're doing okay, brother. Shalom and the Most High bless you and your family. We're doing well. All praises.
I'll tell you, God. While you was talking, man, I was thinking about what the words of the Most High really mean to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the manual for creation.
Exactly.
You get a new car, you got the manual for the car, right?
Exactly.
Anytime the car goes wrong, you pull that manual out to find out how the car work.
Exactly.
When you need to make an oil change.
Exactly.
And Yah's given us the manual on how we're supposed to have dominion over His creation.
Exactly.
But we refuse to listen, not just the nation of Israel, for all the nations. That's why the earth and state of affairs amongst the nations is so in disarray. Because everybody's out of order.
Exactly. It's true, Gabriel.
Mm-hmm. So once we turn to the Most High, our Creator, and we follow the manual that He's given us, the blessings will come. The peace will come. Tranquility will come. Everything we're looking for will come. But we make it hard on ourselves because we want to do it our way.
Exactly. Which isn't the Most High way.
Oh, no. Totally opposite of the Most High's way. And that's the beauty of free will. You know, you do what you want to do, but there's consequences one way or another.
Yep, you're going to suffer the consequences of your actions. Each of us. When you commit to an action that is not prescribed under the auspices of the Most High, you're going to suffer the consequences. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And by Midbar, in the wilderness, it's almost like when Yah started creation, it was chaos. Because in the wilderness, ain't no order. But Yah is bringing order in the middle of the wilderness. If only our people would have listened.
Speak, my brother, speak. In the wilderness, there is no peace. There is no structure. There is no discipline. There's only chaos, as Kachi alluded to. Until the Most High come into play, you pull out that handbook like you got for your car. Until you pull out that handbook you got for Yah, ain't nothing going to be peaceful. You ain't going to find no solutions for nothing. Everything will remain in the wilderness and in chaos. All right.
And not too many tow trucks come along in the wilderness.
No. No. Well, Cartrio, thank you.
Better have a manual. Better have a manual while you're in the wilderness.
Yep, we got ours. And we about to bust it open. Bop, bit, bop. Chapter 18. Talk about the responsibilities of the Levites, the priests and the Levites. They have responsibilities. Nothing left up to chance and our happenstance. Not even our Levites, not even the high priest, and not even the priest. Everybody has a role to play, and everybody must know that role to play. You can't figure out a role. You can't guess a role. You can't do a role that you want to do. You got to do the role that the Most High has prescribed for you. If it's simply a family man, be a good family man. If it's simply a wife, be a good wife. If it's simply a member of the family, of children, be good children. Learn to do good. And then you are ambassadors of the Most High according to His auspices, not according to your own. Praise Yah. Kyle, so savvy, our fellow students. Y'all ready to open up these rule books?
No doubt.
Okay, brother. Chapter 18. Some of you call it numbers. We told you the right name. Get with it. The duties of priests and Levites, which is not one and the same. Although they are the same, they're not one and the same. Then Yah said to Aaron, the high priest, you and your sons and your father's house, you shall bear the iniquity related to the sanctuary. That's your responsibility. You and your sons with you shall bear the iniquity associated with your priesthood. That's your responsibility. No one else. Also bring with you your brethren of the tribe, of all your brethren of the tribe have a responsibility. The tribe of your father, Levi, that they may be joined with you and serve you while you and your sons are with you before the tabernacle of witness. These Levites, they shall attend to your needs and all the needs of the tabernacle. But they shall not come near the articles of the sanctuary and the altar, lest they die. That's not their responsibility. That's not their role, these Levites. They and you also, they shall be joined with you and attend to the needs of the tabernacle meeting. That's their responsibility, their role. Or all the work of the tabernacle. But an outsider, not a Levite, shall not come near you. And you shall attend to the duties of the sanctuary. in the duties of the altar, that there may be no more wrath on the children of Israel. Behold, I myself have taken your brothers, the Levites, from among the children of Israel. Yah says, they are a gift to you, given by Yah, to do the work of the tabernacle of meeting. Therefore, you and your sons, which you shall attend to your priest, your function, your focus, attend to the priesthood for everything at the altar and behind the veil of the high priest. And you shall serve. I give your priesthood to you as a gift, that lineage, the lineage of Aaron, for service. But the outsider, I don't care who it is, an outside Levite, an outside Reubenite, an outside Yehudite, or any kind of Asherite, it don't make, they don't supposed to come into this. None whatsoever shall not come near, shall be put to death. Point blank. Contrail, what you say about this, brother?
Most are very specific. And a lot of people today are leaning on their own understanding. They're just guessing whether they're a Levite. And even if you're a Levite, that don't necessarily make you a son of Aaron.
Exactly.
So we need to back up from the titles that we take upon ourselves. Because
right.
His brothers walking around that say that they're Kohanim or priests. But they're
really
not.
Right.
And we know that priests, the priesthood only lasts from 30 to 50.
Right.
And if you're 50, 60, 70 years old talking about your Kohanim, you ain't reading the manual.
Well, they're outside the schematics. You're outside the schematics. Country, I told you. If you're talking about you 60, 70 years old, you're a priest. Man, some ain't right. They say from 20 to 50. And if you're a high priest, it's a lifelong endurement. So you're not part of the schematics of what Yah says. You're making some stuff up. You're writing your own blueprint. That's not part of Yah's schematics. Y'all need to stop playing about this. This such stuff is something real, people. There ain't nothing to be toyed with and take it lightly and play it with. Real talk. That's the name of the show, ain't it? Go ahead, Contrail.
Nah, you set it up. It's a very, it's a prestigious job, but it ain't an easy job.
No.
The priesthood and the high priest.
No.
Their responsibility was to keep the sanctuary intact and in order.
Exactly. And no outsider, Levite, Reubenite, Yehudite, Asherite, Ashkenite, you don't go to go there. Don't go there. Praise God.
And how do we know that? We know a king tried to do it. All he wanted to do is burn some incense inside the temple. And,
look here.
He made a bad decision.
How did that leprosy work out for him?
Not good.
Okay. I stop playing with y'all.
He was a king.
Yeah.
He was a king.
Yeah, but everybody got a role in this nation. You need to find out what that role is and play that role. Don't describe a role to you. Don't make up a role for you. Because if you make up that role for you, it may not work for you. It may work on you. Praise y'all.
That's like me being a carpenter. And I worked 40 years as a carpenter. And I've seen what electricians do. And me, seeing, I know what to do. I could do what they do. And me trying to do what they do, guess what?
I get electrocuted. Contrail going to get burned the hell up. That's what's going to happen. Contrail laid it on out there for us. He put it in the simplest term. You can't do what you're not designed to do. You can't do the role of somebody else just because you simply want to do it. Contrail just laid it on out there. He didn't sugarcoat it neither. Okay, stop playing with y'all people. Thank you, Contrail. And here's the offering for support for the priest. Priests don't have to go out there stand on no corner with no chain book and go out there and beg people for some money like these jackleg preachers. And here's how they support. And y'all spoke to Aaron. Here I myself have given you charge of my heave offering. That's why the heave offering. And all the holy gift of the children of Israel. I have given them as a portion to you and your sons, the priesthood, as an ordinance forever. This shall be yours of the Most High, things reserved from the fire. Every offering of theirs, every grain offering, every sin offering, every trespass offering, which they render to me, shall be most holy for you and your sons. In a most holy place you shall eat it. Not flying in your jet plane after you beg the folks in the church for their money. Every male shall eat it of your family. It shall be holy to you. This also is yours. Yah make a way for his priesthood to be taken care of. It's not by begging and browbeating people in churches to give them some money so they can buy aeroplanes and nice mansions. That's not a holy place anyway, that nice mansion. The heave offering of their gift with all the wave offering of the children of Israel, I have given them to you to take care of you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. If you're unclean, don't put your mouth on that food. If you're a woman having a menstrual cycle, don't put your mouth on that food. If you're a brother and you got a discharge, don't put your mouth on that food. Even if an overnight, late night dream discharge. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, one of them nasty discharges. Okay? All the best of the oil. All the best of the new grain. New wine and the grain. Their first fruit, which they offer to Yah, I've given them to you. Whatever first ripe fruit is in their land, not anybody else's land, their land, our land, which they bring to Yah, shall be yours. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. Every devoted thing in Israel shall be yours. You ain't got to go hustle people, and you ain't got to go wrestle people and pimp on people. I'm giving this to you. They know what this for. See, a lot of y'all with these old jackleg preachers, even got an ATM machine in y'all churches, okay? The browbeat y'all out of money. See, high priests didn't have to do none of that. Y'all had provided for this, okay? But when y'all turn to Jesus, that's what you got, ATM machines, okay? And browbeating jackleg preachers. Reverend Hustle You. Reverend Hustle Man. Everything the first opens the womb of the flesh, be it an animal or a child, which they bring to Yah, whether man or beast, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man you shall surely redeem, and the firstborn of unclean animals you shall redeem. Now, you can't take a dog up there. Take your dog, redeem the dog, take the dog back home. And those redeemed of the devoted things you shall redeem. When 1 month old, according to your valuation, for 5 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, not the United States government, which is 20 gerahs, but the firstborn of a cow, which is clean, the firstborn of a sheep, which is clean, the firstborn of a goat, which is clean, you shall not redeem. They are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood on the altar, burn their fat as an offering made by fire, their fat for a sweet aroma to Yah. And their flesh shall be yours. I just give me the fat. Their flesh shall be yours, priests and high priests, just as the wave breast and the right thigh are yours. All the heave offering of the holy things which children of Israel offer to Yah, I have given to you and your sons and your daughters. Yes, the daughters could eat this too, if they were clean, with you as the ordinance forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before Yah with you and your descendants with you. Then Yah said to Aaron, he's speaking to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land. You ain't got no property. You don't have an inheritance. You don't have property like the other tribes. You don't have a property like the regular Levites. You don't have none. I'm giving you some. I'm going to take care of you. Nor shall you have any portion among them. I'm your provider, your inheritance among the children of Israel. I'm going to take care of y'all. Y'all ain't got to put an ATM machine in the temple. You ain't got to unwrestle people to get nothing. They know what they're supposed to do. I'm going to take care of you. You don't have an inheritance. I am your inheritance. I'm going to look out for y'all. So a lot of these old hustle man preachers are hustling y'all. And they don't even know what time it is. And certainly you don't either, because you don't study the word of Yah. And some of you could care less. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Kachia. What you say about this?
I say it's a beautiful system.
Exactly.
We notice that our priests have sons and daughters.
Exactly.
So it's a different flavor when we look at our priests as opposed to Catholic priests.
Right.
Because it's all men. Ain't nothing but men. That's all you see is men dressed in robes and all kind of various colors and gowns and whatnot.
Right.
You saw our priests, you saw their wives, you saw their sons, and you saw their daughters.
Exactly.
And the beauty of what we're reading here is that the whole nation had to give to this priesthood. And
exactly.
What do we have to give? The best of what we had. He said, I've given you all the best of the oil, all the best of the vintage, the best of the grain, the best of the fruit, which we give to the Most High.
Exactly.
Think about this. When animals have offspring, it ain't every offspring that the animal has. It's the firstborn that cow has. It's the firstborn that sheep has. It's the firstborn that goat has. After that, they're not firstborn anymore, right? And sheep and goat and cows tend to have a lot of offspring.
Right.
But it's always the firstborn, which just means that it's the best of what the livestock have to offer to the priests.
Exactly.
So, you know, our priesthood was very healthy, very
exactly.
strong.
Because mm-hmm.
they got the best of the best from the people. And it makes all the sense in the world.
It
Praise
does.
Yah.
Praise Yah. He wanted the priest and the high priest to be healthy. And them having the first fruit of everything, first fruit of animals and everything, clean animals, they were very stout and healthy men as a result. Because their work was difficult in regards to maintaining that sanctuary, that altar, and so on and so forth. And certainly as far as the high priest was concerned, his daily activities for Yah and enter the holy sanctum and so on and so forth. A very difficult job. They needed the help. They need the mind focus, and they need their health focus. Praise Yah, country.
And also the fact, it says, you shall have no inheritance in their land.
Nope.
Neither shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel.
Exactly.
And what are the ramifications of that? That means you don't have a portion for yourself, but you have a portion of everything.
Right.
You gain a portion from all 12 sources, from
exactly.
every tribe, not
every
just
tribe.
One. Issachar is just getting one from him. Joseph is only getting one from him.
And people were coming in their country and making personal vows and things of that nature. Not only the prescribed feast, they were making personal vows, sin offerings, and so on and so forth. Praise Yah.
I don't think you understood what I was telling you.
All right.
The Levites don't have a portion of land, but they get a portion of everybody's land.
Exactly.
Not only a portion of everybody's land, they get a portion of the best of everybody's land, because you can't bring up something that's not the best. You
exactly.
can't save the best for yourself. When
no,
your food comes up, you cannot put the best of the food away for yourself. You have to put it away for the Most High.
Yeah, no, what I was saying, Katriel, when I alluded mm-hmm. to that, was the fact there was always food sources coming in for them. They didn't have to look for any food source. There was always quality food source available for them.
Which is my point. They don't have land, but they
right.
got substance coming in from every part of the land, from every tribe.
Exactly.
Every tribe don't have that privilege.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on the same page, brother. We're on the same page. Bar mitzvah. Thank you, Kadriel. And then it says mm-hmm. about tithes. Some of you only know what tithes are and what are they relative to. But today, you're going to learn what tithes are. And who and what they are relative to, okay? Not like they tell you in Jesus' church, okay? This is what tithes are relative to and who they're relative to. tithes for the support of the Levites. Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle meeting. Hereafter, the children of Israel shall not come near the tabernacle meeting, lest they bear sin and die, if they do. But the Levites shall perform the work of the tabernacle meeting. They shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance for the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer up as a heave offering to Yah. I have given to the Levites as an inheritance. Therefore, I have said to them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. It is said nothing about Reverend Joe. It didn't say anything about Peter, Paul, and Mary, as Contra succinctly alludes to. It didn't say anything about the Roman Catholic Church. It didn't say anything about the Luther, the Presbyterian, whatever you want to call it. These tithes were given to the Levites and the Levites only. Praise God. Contra, what you said about that?
No, Levites are not priests.
No.
So it wasn't only the priests that were receiving tithes. It was a whole tribe receiving from the other tribes the tithes they needed to sustain and maintain themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Godre. Thank you, fellow students. And this other one, the tithes of the Levites, who is relative to and who they are, these tithes went to. Then Yah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the Levites. No, not the Roman Catholic Church. Not Reverend Pimpu. Not pastors,
not popes, not deacons, not bishops, cardinals,
not
reverends,
not pastors. None of that.
What else they call them? Reverends.
No, not none of that. It says, speak thus to the Levites. And say to them, when you take from the children of Israel the tithes, which I've given you from them as an inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to Yah. A tenth of the tithe goes to Yah, and your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it were the grain of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus you shall offer a heave offering to Yah from all your tithes which you receive from the children of Israel, and you shall give Yah's heave offering from it to Aaron the priest. Of all your gifts you shall offer up every heave offering due to Yah for all the best of them. The consecrated part of them, 10% goes to Yah. And as for the preservation and the maintenance of that temple, and so on and so forth. And it was sent to the high priest. Therefore, you should say to them, when you lift up the best of it, then the rest should be accounted to the Levite as produce of the threshing floor, as produce of the winepress. You may eat it in any place, you and your household. For it is your reward for your work to the Levites in the work of the tabernacle meeting. And yet the Levites gave the tenth of that to the high priest for the maintenance of the temple. And you shall bear no sin because of it. Now, you don't have to eat it in a holy spot, Levite. You can eat this food anywhere you want, as long as it's not a bad spot. Now. But a tenth of that goes to the high priest for the maintenance of Yah. In that temple. But you regular Levites, who are not priests, this is your food source. And you can eat it anywhere with your family. And you shall bear no sin because of it. When you have lifted up the best of it to Yah. Because you, even out of the best, that's the best out of the best. Make sure Yah gets the best out of the best. And when you have lifted up the best of it, give it to Yah. But you should not profane the holy gifts of the, you should not take advantage of the gifts that the children of Israel are giving you to provide for you. After you've lifted up that 10% to Yah, you should not take those gifts and profane those gifts. Use it any which old kind of way you want to use it. Y'all don't like that. Y'all don't like you being messy. And certainly those Levites making uses of the food source that were provided for the high priest and the priest. And the 10% going to Yah, and the rest of it going to them. Yah said, "Don't profane this. Don't go. Don't do no. You just can't take this food source and give it folks outside your family, outside the tribe. You can't give it to no Reubenites. You can't give it to no Yehudites. You can't give it to Asherites. You can't give it to no Benjaminites. You got to eat it within the confines of your tribe. If you want to give it away to the Levites. Don't, another Levite family. It's hard. It got more children than you. Don't profane it. Don't use it any kind of which way you want to use it. And he said, you should not profane the holy gifts of the children of Israel. And that because if you do, Yah says, you would die. Gautrell, what you say about that, brother?
It's really interesting, the system that the Most High set up for his service to the ministers, the priests, and the Levites.
Right.
All the tribes had to bring up the best of what they had to the Levites and to the priests.
Right.
And the portion that the Levites got, which was the best, they had to select the best from the best.
Amen, bro.
10% to the Most High.
Praise Yah.
So when Yah saying, you shall not profane the holy things of the children of Israel, that you die not. You can't be half-stepping with what you give Yah.
Exactly.
You can't hold the best for yourself and give Yah second best.
Exactly.
Yah will see that. He saw it when Cain did it, and he told Cain, you could do better than that.
Right.
Because he saw it was in Cain's heart. So when we offer our offerings to the Most High, whether it be our service, our vows, or these tithes, it has to be the best. Because Yah is not accepting anything less than the best.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Contrail said a mouthful there, and he said a mouthful of good stuff. Y'all better listen up, people. Better listen up. Don't play with Yah. Thank you, Contrail. Thank you, fellow students. We've come to the conclusion of these studies in Bar Mitzvah, but we'll be back to finish, not complete it, but we'll be back at another chapter. Come tomorrow. Bless and praise the Most High name, but we got something beautiful for you tonight. Cartier leading this last segment of these studies. And it's a Psalms song, which is one and the same. Praise for Yah's mercy. And this is a song of our favorite king. Should be your favorite king too. The king, under the king, King Dawud. And it says, praise for Yah's mercy. Not your government. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your granddaddy, not your grandmama, not your fake priest, not your sister, not your brother, or any other. It says, praise for Yah's mercy. That's the only way you're going to get some good mercy, people. Praise Yah for his mercy. And we all ought to be cognizant of the fact what Yah does for us every day. He wakes us up every day. He puts us to sleep. He puts food in our mouth, clothes on our back, the water we drink. The birds we see, the sun we see, the moon when it's set, Yah provides the oxygen we breathe. So yes, Yah deserves all because of his mercy and bless his holy name. Katria, my brother, you have the chalkboard and you have the chalk.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel.
Praise
and we should give blessing and praises to the Holy One of Israel. When he does show his mercy. In Christianity, they call it grace. We ain't talking grace. We're talking mercy. And Yah's loving kindness, which is of old. And King David knew about it. And anytime King David felt the mercy of the Most High, he felt that he should give him thanks and praise. And that's a habit we should all have. It's a habit we should all have. Because Yah continues to show us mercy in spite of ourselves, in spite of what we do. I'm not saying we should be doing anything, but sometimes we do stuff that we regret, and Yah shows his mercy. So we have to get thanks that Yah is merciful. I know
praise
I'm
Yah.
Thankful, and I praise Yah because he was merciful to me.
I had to go through a bit of difficulty today, and it's only by thanks to Yah's mercy that I was able to get to those difficulties today. And I'd like to give Yah the praise and thanksgiving for providing a safe landing for me when I jumped off a bridge without a parachute. I'd like to thank the Most High providing a safe landing for me in spite of the fact of me dropping off the bridge without a parachute, so to speak. and bless his holy name. Thank you, Contrail.
All praises. So you hear me sometimes, time to time, say, bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Where did I get that from? I got it from King David, my favorite king. And when he said it, he was thanking Yah because Yah was merciful to him. So anytime you hear me say that, it's because Yah has been merciful to me. So here it is. Praise Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Praise his holy name. Praise Yah, my soul, and don't forget all his benefits. How many benefits? All. We're looking for union benefits, work benefits. We want Social Security and a pension and all that. The benefits that Yah has for us are 10 times, 10 billions greater than that. Who forgives all our sins? How many of our sins? All our sins. And you don't need somebody dying on the cross to do it. Who heals all of our diseases? How many diseases, Yonso?
All of them, my brother. Not some
That's
of
why
my
we
head, but I'm all of them.
That's why we don't take the COVID shot or any kind of vaccination, because Yah heals all our diseases. We trust in Yah. We have faith in Yah. We have confidence that he will protect us from all diseases, because this was coming out of his mouth, right?
Exactly.
Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. That sounds way better than grace, don't it?
Exactly.
Who satisfies your desire with good things. That's what we need in our life, good things, right? You know, so they got this billion-dollar lottery out here right now, and that money ain't going to necessarily bring good things in your life.
Not necessarily.
If you're not connected with the Most High.
Exactly.
So that your youth is renewed like the eagle. You know, so do you think our youth needs to be renewed like the eagle?
I certainly would love it, Katya, because you and I are going to be 67 pretty soon.
And you want to fly like an eagle.
Just you and me. Fly like an eagle, you and me.
Into the future.
Certainly, Godrill. Certainly.
Because y'all said he's going to renew our youth and satisfy our desire with good things. Why?
Exactly.
Because of his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We ain't talking grace here. Yah executes righteous acts and justice for all who are oppressed. How many who are oppressed?
All of us.
All right. All we got to do is ask Yah to execute righteousness and justice. Why we ain't got no justice right now? We talking about no justice, no peace. Oh, we're not calling on the right judge, are we?
Exactly. Yah can make a way, God. Out of nowhere.
We're not calling on the right executor, are we?
No.
Because man can't execute righteousness like Yah.
It ain't
no way, no how.
It ain't.
It ain't. That's why we oppress.
Right.
He made known his way to Moshe. That's what we're reading right now. Right?
You better believe it.
And the more we read, the more we know Moshe really knew Yah. As a matter of fact, the last thing we read, Moshe didn't even ask Yah what he needed to do to stop the plague.
Exactly.
Moshe told Aaron, get up, grab them pans out, and light them up and go through the camp.
And certainly
that's how
Aaron,
well he knew Yah.
And certainly Aaron, listen, Aaron, man, he got on the good foot.
Yes, sir. And he made his deeds known to the children of Israel, too. They just ignored him, didn't they?
Exactly.
They saw all his deeds, didn't they?
Exactly.
They didn't know his ways like Moses, though. Because we see his deeds, too. But do we know his ways?
Yep. It's not
every
our
day.
Way.
Every day we see his deeds, like you said. Sun comes up. Moon comes up. We see the stars. We see the seasons change. We see the rain, the sun, the wind, the hail, the fire, hurricanes. Most of our created all that. We see his deeds.
But do we know his ways? And we should know his ways like Moshe, the prophet, and King David, our king, right? We should know Yah's ways, shouldn't we?
We should.
Because Yah's merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. We ain't talking grace here, are we?
I didn't hear that word. No.
Yeah, graciousness. Graciousness. That's grace. Graciousness goes along with merciful and abundant loving kindness. That's what we should be tapping into, right? Just like King David.
Exactly.
We criticize King David. Oh, he took man's wife and killed the man, and he was doing some shenanigans. But Yah's mercy, Yah's graciousness, Yah's being slow to anger, he was abundant in loving kindness and truth to our king, King David. That's why he's writing this psalm right here. Right?
Exactly.
He will not always accuse. Neither will he stay angry forever. He didn't stay angry with King David forever, did he? He forgave him. And kept him moving.
Just like King
you
David.
Know what?
Right.
Huh?
King David didn't lay down in his faults. He kept it moving.
No. And I'm going to tell you something, Yamsu. Kings back in those days used to kill men and take their wives.
It's true.
That's why Abraham told Sarah, listen, tell these people you're my sister, because they will kill me and they will take you for their wife. Ain't
right.
That what he said?
That's what he said.
Because that's what kings used to do.
Exactly.
But Mosiah said, no, we don't practice that in our nation. That's not what we do.
Right.
So he was angry with King David for a little while. And the Most High showed King David mercy, showed him graciousness. He was slow to anger with him, and he showed him abundant loving kindness. Because we quick to point out the faults of King David, aren't we?
Yeah, but we neglect to point out our own faults.
Yeah, there you go. He will not always accuse, neither will he stay angry forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. That's a great acknowledgement from King David, because he know he's supposed to be dead, right? For what I did. Yeah, I don't deal with us according to what we do, because otherwise we'd all be dead, right? He said we were worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah?
Well, he destroyed it.
All right, so if we worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, where are we supposed to be? Right alongside them, man.
You better believe it.
Okay. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. Nor repay us for our iniquities. Praise Yah. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness, which is what we're trying to tap into towards those who fear him. But you have to fear him first, which means you have to know him, understand him. You have to seek him, pursue him, and obey him. Fearing him means fearing him like King David did, like Moshe did, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did. Fearing him means to obey him, right? Then he shows you loving kindness. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And we didn't need anybody to die on the cross for us. All we had to do was fear him and obey him. Like a father has compassion on his children. So, that kills it right there. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. No. Yah is the father of many children. So Yah has compassion on those who fear him. He reiterates it again. Redundancy. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. For he knows how we are made. He knows us. He knows our tendencies. He knows your prayer. He knows us very well. He remembers that we are dust. He created us from the dust. As for man, his days are like grass in the eyes of Yah. And as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it and is gone. In the eyes of Yah, you're not eternal. Its place remembers it no more. So when you die, people forget about you. The next generation don't even know you. You're just like the grass that died on a leaf that fell off a tree. For Yah's loving kindness is from everlasting to everlasting. Can you measure that? With those who fear him. Those who fear him, maybe they're going to see everlasting to everlasting. His righteousness to the children's children. to those who keep his covenant. These are the conditions. To see from everlasting to everlasting, you have to fear him and keep his covenant. To those who remember to obey his precepts. Don't follow the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, and Mary. You better remember and obey Yah's precepts. They say, yeah, precept upon precept, but they be skipping right to the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And those are not the precepts of Yah. Yah has established his throne in the heavens. His kingdom rules over all. At least Christianity acknowledges that. They said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. They, at least they know that.
Yeah.
Praise Yah, you angels of his, who are mighty in strength, who fulfill his word. Would that we be like the angels, who are mighty in strength and fulfill his word, obeying the voice of his word. That's what they do. They don't rebel like men. They don't use their free will to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it. They praise Yah. And Yah makes them mighty in strength. They fulfill his word. They carry out what he wants them to do, obeying the voice of his word. Let's get in line with the angels. Praise Yah, all you armies of his. Oh, we know his armies. You servants of his. That's us. Who do his pleasure. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Not our own pleasure, but Yah's pleasure. Praise Yah, all you works of his. Because everything that he created. And he wants it to work the way he wants it to work. In all places of his dominion. Praise Yah. My soul, what about your soul? You praising Yah for the places of his dominion? You praising him for his work? Are you doing his pleasure because you're his servant? Are you part of his army? Are you obeying his voice, fulfilling his word like the angels? Maybe you'll gain strength like them. Think about it. Because Yah's kingdom moves over all. His throne is established in the heavens. You can see there's more than one heaven. Verse 19, Yah has established his throne in the what? He didn't say heaven. Heavens is plural. And Christianity don't teach you that. So, Yah run with that New Testament if Yah wants to. But it's a book of deception. That's all I got to say. Praise Yah.
That's all we have to say. Praise Yah. It is a deception. It's not about Yah. It's not about Yah's kingdom. It's not about Yah's heaven. It's about some new thing. And Yah's always breaking new or something like that. You don't need anything. That's what I'm trying to get to. The only thing you need is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. You don't need no new thing. Every new thing ain't no good thing. They didn't took the normal sex between a man and a woman. They got some new thing for you. They got the LGBTQ, XYZ, and go add another alphabet next year. Okay? That's nasty. That ain't new. But you ought to be content with whatever new thing they bring on the board. That thing between a man and a woman, that's a fad. We need something new. Well, I tell you this, you keep getting that new stuff and see how it keep on working for you. Praise Yah. What Cottrell said was self-explanatory, what Yah said. Take it to heed. Meditate on it. Trust it. Praise the mercies of Yah. This his stuff. Ain't no new stuff. Ain't your stuff. Ain't my stuff. That's how it works. Take pleasure in Yah. In Yah's dominion. And bless his holy name. Cottrell, you want to say anything in closing?
You mentioned the LGBTQ. And I just saw today that your man, Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
He said he's pansexual.
What the hell is that?
You got me there.
I guess it's close to T-sexual, transsexual.
No.
No.
transsexual.
I mean, he run the whole gamut.
That
he could be transsexual, homosexual, lesbian, heterosexual. You could be a dog, a goat, a bat, a sheep. He's transsexual.
Yeah, that what Nissan Yah said. He didn't do it to anything,
Anybody that identify as anything.
Anything. I'm keeping my dog away from him. That's all I'm going to say.
Watch out.
All right. Praise y'all. Y'all better stop
the cat
with that
too. The cat too.
Yeah, you better stop with that new stuff. Praise y'all.
Pansexual.
I knew something wrong with that boy. Okay. All right. Praise y'all and bless his holy name. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Abia. Thank you, fellow students. And may the Most High bless each of you. All praises, all glory, all mercy to the name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Yaqub. And may the Most High bless each of you. We love you. Stand in the circle of Yah's peace. And good night.
Only the willing will see this.